we used to have we had a particular part of the lamb. When we were kids, you'd be called on when they. There was a man that used to come around and used to cut the tails off the young lambs. Mm. No anaesthetic, no nothing. They don't do it like that now. They separate them with some kind of rubber band that causes the tail to fall off.
It just falls off itself, yeah.
There you go. This man was, I can name him because there's no one belonged to him left, Mike Dowell. And Mike used to come and they'd flock the sheep and Mike cut the tails off them and the tails were left in little bundles. And then there were kiddie food as well. Everyone liked them like them. You'd take them home and you'd cut the wool off them.
Right, you need something a sharp knife.
I used to get into very bad order with my grandfather, who was a tailor, and he had a scissor that was about a foot or 9 inches
long. That was just the job, so.
But he did not want you cutting the wool off lamb's tails with it because it blunted his scissors.
Yeah.
So sometimes, if he wasn't there, you'd get it and you'd have your lamb's tails done in two shakes of a lamb's tail, as the man said. But the other scissors then, but when they were as hairless as you could get them with these basic tools, you got them into the fireside, the open fire, and you got your coals up in the hob and you broke the coals with the end of the tongs and you sat this little pink stringy thing on top of the coals until it turned a bit brown and you picked it off, and I can still remember it didn't taste like mutton. It was the sweetest stuff you ever you can imagine. I can still taste them, you know. And as I said, it was very sweet, and you just ate them down to the bone.
Yeah.
Now we got into trouble as well because the younger kids used to snap them. The bits of live coal on them and they wouldn't see them and they'd burn their mouths and that kind of thing. But there was I can't remember adults eating them, but I can remember for years myself, it was almost a reward for helping with the flocking of the sheep into the corner.
Yeah.